This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're with Julian Ng, Lynn Mark, and Sharz Abdullah. And coming up in about half an hour's time is The Breakfast Grill. I will be speaking to David Hashim, founder and president of the Veritas Group. And we'll be talking about the architectural landscape in Malaysia. They have a global presence. So we'll discuss design and developmental issues in Malaysia and across the world. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up after the 8 a.m. news. On to international news. Samsung Electronics has unveiled plans to spend a whopping $160 billion over the next decade to up its non-memory chip business.
Now, they've said that it could invest some $9.6 billion a year through 2030 on developing logic chips as well and its contract chips making business. Now, this massive investment, it's part of efforts by Samsung to diversify away from the volatile memory chip business, which is currently the company's primary income generator. Earlier this month, Samsung warned that its first quarter profits will likely fall almost 60% from a year ago due to falling microchip prices.
So the difference is that a memory chip, they store data for personal computer and mobile devices, while a logic chips are key processors that operate those gadgets. So we're talking about processing chips. So Samsung aims to create about 15,000 production and research jobs over that period and to become a world leader in the field dominated by US at the moment. So Samsung Semiconductor Division have become the main driver of the overall business, yielding about yielding three quarters of its 2018 operating income. And global market for non-memory chips, it has risen to $290 billion in 2017 compared to the $130 billion for memory. So Samsung is keen to tap into this rising demand for outsourced production of high-performance computing chips to run new applications such as the Internet of Things as well as autonomous driving.
And they have made contract chip making a huge global business with Apple. Apple paying Taiwan TSMC, or the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, billions of dollars a year to build the processors that power its iPhone. So the tech sector is a huge global supply chain that also involves Malaysia. Analysts have noted that demand for contract manufacturing would surge as 5G penetration, which we are talking about a lot these days, increases, adding that only TSMC and Samsung had the most advanced technology required to produce the smaller but faster and more powerful 7-nanometer chip necessary for 5G devices. I think 7 nanometers, that's like tiny, that's smaller than your hair, like than a strand of hair, I think.
Probably. I just had my fingers in front of my face trying to imagine what 7 nanometers look like. But
that's relevant because a lot of technology goes into producing things that are so small.
Amazing. Yeah. But the thing is, with this particular story, right, it looks like the key is market share, because although Samsung dominates production of the memory chips, it has struggled to compete with TSMC, so Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, which is the world's largest foundry in contract chip manufacturing. Samsung is the second largest foundry with a 19% market share, well behind TSMC's 48%. Now, this is according to market researcher TrendForce. And TSMC has earmarked $10 to $11 billion of spending for 2019 alone. And analysts have said that Samsung has an opportunity to catch up with TSMC with next generation process, extreme ultraviolet lithography technology that will enable it to make even smaller, faster chips at a lower cost. But the two companies have been competing to cram more power into smaller chips in search of speed and cost savings.
Yeah, so I think the focus on chips, I think, is also as a result of the saturation where handphone has reached its saturation point. We're not selling as much phone, but there is a rise on IoT wearables, as we were speaking about earlier, and making the chips much smaller is the way forward for the future, and not forgetting 5G as well. So besides that, there's also Qualcomm and Intel, and not forgetting Huawei, who is also the second most highest selling handphone. They have their processor, which is the Kirin processor as well.
I think Samsung tried to launch this smartphone called the Galaxy Fold, and it has been fraught with a lot of delays. The phone was originally set to launch on April 26th. It became the first phone to supposedly have a foldable OLED display, but early test units suffered a mysterious and abrupt failure just days after taking it out of the box.
So a Bloomberg article says that Samsung should get credit for launching a new innovative product. And of course, it's, you know, it's okay for products to fail. If you remember, the Google glasses and the first generation Apple tablets in the 90s were not so great. But as long as you're transparent about it.
Okay, we're going for a break right now at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.